it out. Move. If you got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Born a fluke, out of eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, I'm talking about. Get it.
Monday, November 14th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Yours truly, Naughty New Comedy, right up until 5 today. And let me tell you the situation right out of the break. Listen, you know, sometimes, and you know, in the height of the pandemic, and you're online at home, and you're working from home, and you're doing, you know, Zoom comedy sets with your friends in the States, comedians in the States, and you end up getting a gig booked, and a year out, you booked a gig, and you don't think a year, oh, wow, I got the gig, though. I got booked a year ago for a corporate, so I got a corporate at 5:30. I ain't need to be there. 6 o'clock, I think it starts, so I shall be there. And to all my people from abroad who booked me, buckle up. I hope you all have a good time tonight, and make sure you get all your eats and drinks in, because when I hit the stage, we're going to have a hoot. And I hear y'all come from all over, so I'm looking forward to it, because my comedy travels have taken me far and wide across the greater United States, from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows and everywhere in between. So what we'll do today is we'll do the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, like we always do. We'll have the conversation with Abaco, and then we'll jump on in to the second hour. We've got a great interview that I did with Coach Steve Miller, Shawnee's dad. I think it's a great, great topic, you know, to revisit and listen to. So you should enjoy that. And yes, anybody who wants to line it up for tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour, I'm willing to take it. My Cowboys took one on the chin. It's all good. All right? But you know, we do the first hour here. And we got to get it in because obviously we'll be going to Abaco in short order. You know, because we got Abaco live each and every Monday. All right? Now, before we get into that, let me go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Wilhelm Nosemaster.
Hey, what's going on, gobbity gob gobster? What's going on, goblin?
You can't tell me you don't talk through your nose. You're the nose master.
Man, listen, I don't do nothing through my nose or out my nose, my brother. I'm all lungs.
But you
inhale,
know,
exhale. What's going on?
You know, me done gone through. You, every fella always calling on show. He say, you know. I know that is, you know. He's way through Lincoln Boulevard. He's run one company with his fixer. What you call them things in the car? What are them things in the car?
You're trying to get me in trouble, eh, Sparky? What's going on?
No, but you know, when I try to find out, you know, are we a religious nation or are we a corrupt nation?
Boy, now, can we have both? Can I say, survey says, C, all of the above?
Okay, let me change that thing. Are we a Christian nation or corrupt nation? Religious is one thing.
Okay,
if we're a Christian nation, we can't be a corrupt nation.
No, man, can I still have C, all of the above?
Huh?
I still want to go with C, all of the above.
Okay, because, you know, it's scaring me now because you and I, growing up as children, we were taught by our parents, grandparents, and everything, to be good little Christian boys and girls.
Onward Christian soldiers.
Onward Christian soldiers.
Marching on to war.
You remember that?
With the cross of Jesus.
And we used to go on them.
Now you see why I do radio,
church,
right? Because I can't.
You know, we used to go on them church patronal festivals, a thing,
mm-hmm,
with our palms in our hands. And we used nice little children. But the older we get, we find out that most of our leaders were corrupt people. Hello?
I bet you, Sparky. I bet you.
But I'm trying to figure out how we supposed to say we grow in this country onward, forward, upward, together, pledging our allegiance to the flag, and then we sit, turn around, and our leaders allow us all the time to these foreigners to come into our country and corrupt us and take all our money, hard work, labors, and everything. And they don't go to jail, but we go to jail for selling coconut water.
Sparky,
Mr. Naughty, I am trying to find out why we get locked up for selling coconut water and dilly on the side of the road because we ain't got no license. But foreigners could come in here and take our land and do all of this stuff to us and go away scot-free. But they don't get locked up, but we get locked up, and we end up broke.
You know something, Sparky? Let me put it to you like this. And you could probably appreciate this, because you're one of our elder distinguished statesmen, who sippeth from the brown bottle lift, which we...
I can't hear you too clear.
I say you're one of our distinguished elder statesmen, you know, who sippeth from the brown bottle lift. So here we go. Sparky...
You say I distinguish?
Yeah, man.
But they ain't listening to me.
Listen.
They listening to the foreign corrupt people.
But here, Sparky, let me make my point. When Woods Rogers arrived in the Bahamas,
what did he
encounter? When he landed right out there on British Colonial Beach, and when he walked up Woods Rogers, who did he meet under the coconut tree? The pirate, the mayor, and the pastor, all having cocktails under the tree. We ain't changed from now till then.
And then the pastor will bring you in the church on Sunday morning and tell you, bring him 10% of what you work hard for all week. And all he want to do is go to the government there and say, give him some taxi plates so he could get some jitney buck service. What else they want? Everything? Everybody want to live in life again at Old Fort Bay?
Listen.
And the rest of us must live in Macalagone.
What Screwface say in
But anyway,
in
God bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I'm begging our leaders. Leaders, please, remember your Bahamian people are not dumb and stupid no more.
Let them know again, Sparky.
We are not dumb and stupid no more. We know you're thieving from us.
Allegedly. Before you get me in trouble, go drink one brown bottle under the tree and cool off, Sparky. I
have one, but it's in the fridge. It ain't cold yet.
Well, when it get cold, enjoy it, man. Kick your feet up and love yourself, man. You all right with me, Sparks? All right. Let's check out the headlines. Who or what's making it? Madam Producer, could you bring me up a little bit in the headphone? Just a little bit. Just a tiny bit. Oh, much better. Much better. Thank you, Madam Producer. You see, with Madam Producer today, I have my manners on. She don't play. She'll cut you quick. All right. So here's the deal. Let's get into the headliners. Who are what's making headlines? In the 242 world, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both those locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. to better serve you. All right, let's go to the phone lines, I guess. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Nolly CG. There's only a few people who feel comfortable calling you to talk about matters of importance.
Yes, sir.
You're not all that technical and all that accounting affiliated, but I tell you this. I want you to picture, if you can, what we call dark matter and the dark net. I want you to picture a pencil. At the very top of the pencil is a piece of rubber. That rubber is the regular internet that we all use with TC/IP protocol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whoever wrote them. But underneath that whole
is
leather,
that dog
pencil,
web, man. It's a terrible
net.
Dark place, man.
No, it ain't terrible. Don't go there.
What you mean?
That's the place where you can live anonymously if you can write a protocol. So now, when I come to the Bahamas as a pirate, like Donna did with the other administration, forging signatures, all pirates, seem to be all pirates that are attracted to the Bahamas.
You're a pirate magnet, man.
Good.
Didn't we have the Pirate of Prayer a couple of years back, too? But you're talking pirates, though.
Yeah, but I'm just...
So let's talk all and sundry. Don't just talk one. Let's talk all.
But I can't list them all because there's some unnamed.
But I just, let's get one in, all right? My great-grandfather five times removed, Bartholomew Roberts, all right? Let's get that one in.
Okay,
bingo.
Fine.
Let me chalk that one up. All right, here we go.
Okay. No, but I'm only asking you, when you find somebody, and mind you, you got to be 20 years old, you know. You could come and you can chip up any government, particularly when you have governments who are lawyers and I think doctors who have no experience in internet topology. You can come and you can sell them anything and sell the whole citizenry, rip them off and go into the dark net, and they can't find you because they have a different protocol. Putin has it, China has it, but we are surfacing on just the rubber part, but there's the underneath. And if Bahamians learn how to write protocols, this Bahamas would be a better place, but we don't want to learn how to do that. We want to learn how to be listening to people telling us what to do.
I see where you're going with this. I got you.
Do you know how to write a protocol for the darknet, sir?
When I do, I'll call you. We'll get rich.
No, you don't get rich with that. You help poor people with it.
That's what I'm saying, and then we'll give it to the poor. We ain't got no problem with that. But you want who
so
you
the
want?
The darknet is now upon us. Have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. Thanks, man. That's Madam Speaker. Were you supposed to end that one with dun 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 dun? The darknet is upon us. No, I appreciate the caller, though, because guess what? A lot of people don't like to talk about, you know, the dual sides of the net. But when you talk about the darknet, let's be real. We do know what it's known for, okay? If you want to buy body parts, you want to buy a missile, you go on the darknet, okay? You may not come off it either. All right, Naughty, we can't even investigate a politician assaulting a police officer with a vehicle, and we're supposed to investigate FTX? Ha, 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 what a joke. God. You're all on a roll on a Monday. How you all really feel? All right, caller, give me 2 seconds. Let me get to the headlines. What's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844? I'll come right to you, caller. Here's what's blazing up the Guardian today. Police probing FTX. Securities Commission says company has no permission to permit withdrawals. But withdrawals were made. And who got to withdraw their money? Or was it really hacked? I mean, we want to know. FTX hacked files for bankruptcy in U.S. Public Service Commission appoints in dispute. That plot thickens right there. I got a couple of things coming across my desk I got to continue to do my due diligence on. But, yeah, there's something emanating there at the Public Service Commission. Carbon management estimate, 9 million blue carbon credits by 2030. I'm gonna keep an eye on it. Yeah, I can't wait to talk to Mr. Ferguson, too. Always insightful when I have a conversation with him. We got to get him on the show and powwow carbon credits. That's going to be a good show. And sadly, you know, taking the headlines again, foreign entities who damage our brand, they get the headlines, but there you go. Man killed on Eden Street. Police said a man was murdered as he was riding on a moped on Eden Street on Saturday night. Two men were riding around on a moped around 8 p.m. when they parked by a business on Eden Street and Foster's Road. Police said a van pulled up next to them and an armed man exited. He shot at both men, only hitting one. The victim died at the scene. The second man escaped unharmed and was assisting police. Very sad situation there. All right, and that's a wrap right there. On your headline, it's Who Was Making Headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Carly, David's talking away so long with you and...
Bremen!
Hey!
What's going on, my brother?
Right here.
You ain't busting no going today, right?
Boy, I wish I could find somebody who could do it for me, because, you know, I can't see, right?
I know.
But what I want to say, right? According to you on Sparky dialogue, right? And the last caller.
Right.
This is a corrupt nation. Everybody may not be corrupt, but the majority of those that's in authority.
But, Bremen, that's why I took all of the above. It doesn't give me that leeway if I say all of the above. That covers it all. Some more.
You said all of that above, right? All
right.
Of them that above. All the above, right?
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, I think you should explain because, you know, not everybody in the country, you know, are crooked, you know, and, you know.
Right, I get that, but again, remember, what do they always say? A few bad apples, what, spoil the whole bunch, right?
That's right. But
and they're never going to run with the positive publicity, Bremen. They're always going to run with the negative. That's what people like, salaciousness. They like that stuff. They like that.
Well, what I also want to say, right, those people, the brother and Rich spake of writing the protocol.
Right.
You know, those people that's an authority, they write their own protocol whereby they got to get a portion of whatever you're going to do in the Bahamas, or they got to get their share in their pocket before you does anything.
I tell you, what was Rogers met when he walked there off the boat, up the wharf, what he met under the tree? The pirate, the pastor, and the politician.
For real.
The three P's. They've been together from time immemorial.
And the thing is, what gets me, we put them back. That doesn't include me. Every 5 years, the same persons.
And who's to blame? Not you, but like majority of people do what? Still follow
who
the same process.
That votes.
And don't hold them accountable and allow to be served up the same meal. You go to a restaurant and the meal ain't served to your requirement, you take it back, right? Well, every 5 years, I guess we're taking it back. Maybe we need to find one that we can keep. But thanks for chiming in, Bremen. I appreciate you as always. All right, real quick, as we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. Let's check the text lines. And don't forget, John's has new arrivals every Monday. All right, so be sure to check them out. In addition to that, full selection in your fast fashions and your workwear with all the accessories to go along with it. Large selection of shoes for the kids as well. All right. Fellas, I hear new arrivals with Clarks too. Check them out. All right, both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store. And don't forget, they now have small home appliances and cookware as well at both John's locations, all right? And remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. All right, let's check out the text lines. Hi, Naughty, the gentleman that Sparky is referring to always gives better and more meaningful contributions than Sparky. Sparky lives in the past, and I'm not old enough to confirm whether the stories he tell are truthful. I'm really disappointed that Sparky chooses to make fun of a person's disability. Sorry I had to address this. Okay, listen. I'm the tweener. Since you say that you're not as old as Sparky, that's fine. I'm the tweener. So I get where you're coming from. I get where Sparky coming from. I'm the bridge. I'm the conduit. I'm the glue that holds it together, my generation. All right? Now, at the end of the day, I don't condone making fun of anybody's impediment or disability. I don't. I don't condone that at all. And I never stand for that. But at the same time, there are numerous times where people call in and spank Sparky to pieces. They spark him up on every talk show. They light him up, him and a few others. But guess what? Those guys are what I call foundation talk show callers. They've been paving the road so the person that you're defending right now has that opportunity to call in and voice their opinion. And that's what matters to me, that all Bahamians get to voice their opinion. Because in my book, we all talking heads. From the tippy top to the lower low and everywhere in between. So I definitely understand your point. But you got to understand, it's a two-way street here with this situation. I would never condone making fun of someone's disability. But at the same time, I don't condone bullying too. And a lot of people like to come on and bully Sparky and talk smack, all right? So at the end of the day, we all need to get along. In the words of the late, great Rodney King, let's go to the break, Madam Producer. Can we all just get along? Yeah, let's get together. You know what? You get the caller that Sparky was referring to. I can get Sparky. We can meet by Sparky. We'll all have some brown bottles and KFC, and things will be things. Speaking of KFC, we got your global warming. We'll see you know the planet in 60 seconds or less coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, November 14th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Don't Dominican lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
More out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts and include your choice of mango habanero, buffalo, barbecue, honey mustard, ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, the Monday, November 14th edition continues right now. And let's go down to Abaco. And real quick, before we get to Abaco, man, don't forget, man, it is all about KFC, man. They got the great meal deals going on. All right, be sure to check them out today. They got the two-piece fries, soft drink, biscuit, $8.25. And don't forget, when you upgrade a mega-sized meal deal for a chance to win a MetaQuest 2 headset and get into the metaverse with KFC, all right, it's going on right now. I think they're doing another drawing today, if not today, this week. So I'll let you know. All right, so get in, upgrade your meal. All right, at your favorite KFC location, fill out the form, get it into the box, and you're good to go. All right? All right. Now, let's slide up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break because you know I runs on Dunkin'. The pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. The lattes, the pumpkin spice, all right? The iced coffees, you got the donuts, you got the munchkins, you got the muffins, and remember, go blue all month long at the Dunkin' Donuts location. Get your blue donut and medium coffee. Get the Rotary Special. And part proceeds go to Rotary International and Rotary Club of Old Fort Bay. All right? All right. Let's go to the Zoom. Roscoe, what's happening?
What's up, buddy?
All good. How goes it?
Pretty good, man. Can't complain today. Dolphins won yesterday. Dallas lost. Vikings beat Buffalo. I'm in a good mood.
Shut up. You're talking Abaco, not sports. What you got?
I had to give you a little humor for today.
I'll take care of the humor, okay, buddy?
All right, buddy.
You know Abaco, I know jokes. Let's do it.
I hear you.
What you got, though?
Right here, same old. You know, we had the tropical storm and then Nima and the deputy prime minister. And
now, take me step by step.
They only went as far as the farm. They didn't even go tour North Abaco, Green Turtle, Blackwood.
So they only went as far as the farm.
Yeah.
The contingency I saw. But I mean, I did see that in light of the PM being in Egypt, I'm glad to see, you know, Deputy Prime Minister, who was Prime Minister at the time, Chester Cooper, make, you know, the effort to hit the ground. But if you're going to take such an entourage, you need to cover the whole island.
Well, I mean, I don't think you go to the farm to do a press conference to say, oh, we're going to form another committee. How many committees do we need to decide what to do? You know?
Now, I understand that, but listen, coming from this administration and what they've done with Abaco and Freeport in the past when it comes to storms, I was impressed by that. But yeah, they got to cover the whole island. Then I saw the entourage with the leader of the opposition, Mr. Michael Pintaud. He was making the rounds with you and a couple other people, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we went up from Crown Haven back and down to Green Turtle Key, you know, which was very good to see.
But what is the consensus?
In that regards to reach out to the people.
Well, what are the consensus? What is the consensus of the current administration first, and then we'll find out what the consensus is of the opposition. But what did you gather from the PLP team that was there on the ground?
Photo op.
Outside of the photo op. We know that comes with this administration. They are ingrained in photo ops. So where are we? Another commission? Another committee?
Another committee to be formed to see what the Attorney General. And you know, it's all it takes is a nasty game. You know, because you know the lawyer that the judge had put the injunction against Desmond Bannister Ministry of Works in the previous administration.
You're a little low there, Roscoe. Speak up for me.
I think, you know, the judge that ruled and put the injunction in, you know, I think we all know where she stood.
But my thing about it is, hasn't this injunction lingered for like 4 years?
Yeah.
Waiting for the said magistrate to make said decision?
Well, I know that now it's on the Attorney General to file a new, you know, to take it to court and get a new ruling in that regards from what I'm gathering. And I hope they resolve this problem sooner than later. I mean, you know, Norty, there's 166 homes out on the farm, and here's the catch. There's 99 homes on SC Boodle that were built after the storm. So they were all built illegally.
So they shouldn't even be there.
They shouldn't even be there.
All right. Now,
it's all still the same. You know, I hope that they extend CERS. I hear
they need to. And the Procurement Act was, I mean, you need that. So
until action speak louder than words, my brother. I mean, I think, you know, that as well as I do. You have people waiting on extensions right now. I must say the member of parliament, you know, has been very informative in giving me information when I reach out to him. So I have to give him kudos in that respect.
Well, that's good. What was the take on the side of the leader of the official opposition, Mr. Michael Pintaud?
I mean, listen, I think what Michael did was a good thing. And asking the government, you know, to work along. Let's give Abaco and Grand Bahama the extension they deserve, you know, not by a case-by-case scenario, but let the people get back up. I got to give him props in regards to visiting the communities who were affected by the hurricane.
you know, I respect that. I respect the fact that Chester Cooper and them came to Abaco, but to make it and to stop at the farm and then go to Green Turtle Key Public Dock and that's it. I was a little disappointed. I thought you would have gone to the people, you know, in North Abaco, Blackwood, Cooperstown, Crown Haven, you know, Foxtown, Wood Key, you know, the areas that were affected. They rushed to get to Grand Bahama. You know, they had to get back there to go. You know, they should have done Grand Bahama the next day is just my opinion. And you know what they say about opinions.
Yeah, everybody got one. They're just like belly buttons. Everybody got one and nobody believed their stink. Or got lint in it.
They got lint in it.
Yeah.
I must say, I was really proud of local government and our response and, you know, getting water to the shelters and, you know, making sure that the, you know, they had fuel for the generators. So I have to give props to, you know, our chief counselor, Baron Newbold, and our council members, but also to local government, you know, and their response and being, it's good when you don't have to wait for Parliament to meet, but local government, once we have a quorum, we can make a decision and, you know, get out there and get on the ground, you know. Just an example to show you, we rented two vehicles to help people go to the shelters, to deliver water, fuel, you know, that type of stuff. So, and to have equipment on standby, you know, for after the storm. Big shout out to Shannon Aubrey for cleaning up the crossing, you know, even though, you know, we pay for it, but I am very grateful that he was there to respond.
Well, I'm glad that you got attention that was needed, all right? But the thing about it is it a photo op on both sides? I mean, I know Abaconians have been me naughty. I understand. I heard you talking about this, and I heard you speaking about this, and you talk about Abaco every Monday. But listen, man, you know, we languish in PIPs and FNM. We need help. Bahamians need help. This is my constant cry from Abaco.
It does. Bahamians do need help over here in Abaco and Grand Bahama. They still do.
I mean, it's one thing to be going through what you got to go through, but then it's one thing to be displaced by a storm, but then to be able to feel displaced by an administration is another kind of feeling that sucks.
No, I concur with you, my friend. You know, I got to give, you know, like Chester said, we'll look at the DPM and acting prime minister at the time. They're going to look at extending the CERS order, you know, and but they got to meet with the Minister of Finance, you know, to get that. It's got to be a way. Parliament can just make an amendment, you know, and extend the CERS order. It's not like they need to look at things. What are they going to do? Add this and that to duty and VAT, you know?
Well, Roscoe, I need you to keep me posted, man. Next week, can we get some guests? Now, you know I love talking to you every week, but I mean, we need to bring some more friends back. Bring Mr. Who was that? Mr. Peterson and Patterson in the hat, the Freddy Krueger hat. Let's hear from him.
I did reach out to the president of the chamber, and I can get, you know, a couple other people on next
some more
week.
On I want to hear from Miss Reckley too. I'm gonna make sure her arm's good and she's up and running too.
Yeah, I'll get Miss Reckley. She couldn't join us last week. She was in Freeport.
I know. But a lot of people have grown accustomed to hearing from you every Monday on the show. You know what I mean? So they do want to hear from everybody down there, and they love hearing from
that
you.
That is fine, my brother. I did reach out to Daphne today. She is still away. She did say that she would be away until the 15th, and she's the president of the Chamber of Commerce, but next Monday, I will make sure to, you know, at least get Ms. Reckley, and hopefully Daphne will be back on and, you know, bring in Victor or, you know, some other people from up north and, you know, let them tell you.
Yeah, have a conversation. All right. Well, we got to get to the break, Roscoe. I appreciate you chiming in. I mean, we watched it all weekend long. We watched it unfurl. We watched it play out. Now let's see if some rubber hit the road with all those visits that we saw from the administration and from the opposition agitating to continue to get you guys what you need. And I continue to do the same thing until Abaco and Freeport are up and Grand Bahama are up and running again. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together. And there, but for the grace of God, go you or I. Can you imagine if it was New Providence 4 years in, going on 4 years in? No, sir.
Imagine 250,000 people rioting against the government, because that's what it would have come to, you know? If they dropped duty and VAT free, you know, they put duty and VAT back on and people weren't, stabilized.
The issue's gonna hit the fine, too. So, like I always say, there, but for the grace of God, go you are. So, we'll continue to talk about it. We'll continue to agitate. Give my regards to Abaco. And we'll talk again next Monday, my brother. I appreciate you, as always.
Appreciate you, too. Let's go Dolphins.
How about them Cowboys? Let's get to the break. And speaking of breaks, boy, we're going from one Thompson to the next. I have a funny, suspicious feeling. Pearly will be checking in. He going to get his... He's that guy. We'll be talking to that guy, Earl the Pearl. The Dolphin aficionado coming up on the flip side of the break. Right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Monday, November 14th edition continues right after this.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what
this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, the Monday, November 14th edition continues right now. And of course, you know, 4:50 p.m. is the time. So I just want to remind everybody, I'm live the first hour, second hour, all right, in today's show. I'm going to have a great coach, a great interview with Coach Steve Miller, Sean A's dad. You know, it is pre-recorded, but obviously, unbeknownst, I had booked a gig a long time out for a corporate gig. But, you know, my comedy had us engaged tonight. So I will be unavailable between the 5 and 6 o'clock hour and beyond, all right? So, duty calls. I got to, payment king of comedy, got to go entertain the corporate group from foreign. You know how I do. All right, let me check the phone lines real quick, and then let me get to Pearly, because I got to talk to Pearly, and I know Pearly's zooming in. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, this is Sparky. I had to call back to ask April a little bit quick. I wanted to ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Naughty, I class me and yourself as Bahamian men.
Right.
You know what I look like. You know what I sound like.
Mm-hmm.
I call you on a talk show. I call anybody on a talk show. They know who Sparky is.
Correct.
These people hide behind these things, what they call Texas, and voice notes and things. We don't know who they are.
Yes, Boggy, I get
would,
your
I
point.
Would not,
but...
Hold on, Donnie. I would like not would like not to call them what I would like to call them on the radio, but I would say to them, if they have a problem with a fellow named Gene Vincent Sparky Fountain, meet me on Malcolm Park in the middle of the field, and let's talk man to man and trash it out.
I bet you the brown bottle call now, hey.
Say, I'm not a...
All right, let's go to the break, man. Let's go to the break. Come on, Sparky. You bigger than that, man. And obviously the brown bottle is now cold and you've consumed it. Nah, come on. We don't condone that kind of language, Sparky. He's my boy, but come on. You got to, you know, I got to talk to Madam Producer here today now. You might have to take a time out. Anyway, let's get to Earl the Pearl. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Pearly, what's going on, my brother? I was waiting for you to chime in. And see, before I bring you in, I just want you to know, and you know me for years without fears. You know I walk the walk and I talk the talk. But I just wanted to bring you on so that we could legitimize this fact that I have an engagement book. It's been booked prior. You know, I don't want to let my comedy fans down. So I'm allowing you to get the grill today, and we'll continue the grill tomorrow because my Cowboys lost.
You know, I've been a football fan for many, 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 many moons, many years. And I saw this in the writing. I said, remember I said Friday?
You said if there's anybody who's going to break a five-game losing streak, watch out, the upset. You said it. And when you said it, I told you to shut up, right? Didn't I tell you to shut up? Okay, anyway, go ahead.
The writing was on the wall. When I saw what Brady did that morning, got his win, I said, oh, boy.
Here it comes.
Brady ain't coming home tonight to let Dallas beat him and let Brady have that win and take the shine from him.
Yep. But listen, Pearly, let me just tell you this. I agree with what you're saying there. Rodgers was fired up. But let's be honest. You want me to tell you what cost my Dallas Cowboys a football game last night? The return of Mike McCarthy. You notice I haven't called his name up until this point this year, right? You notice I haven't called his Humpty Dumpty looking, you know, up until this point, right?
I knew that was coming. I was waiting on that.
You know, at some point I was going to call Money Mike, right? Listen, this
Naughty
dude.
Listen.
Earl, I've been to Wisconsin, okay? I have worked some of the greatest comedy clubs over there, and some of the food over there, some of the best breakfast food. It's famous for breakfast food, okay?
Yep.
So I don't know where Mike McCarthy going at 8:30 in the morning, walking into Lambeau Field, hot to tote cut skin for 4:25. Go eat one big breakfast. Talk to the team. Okay, but no, he was consumed.
No, but my question is, no,
he had to win that game. He was.
Why not kick the field goal?
Let me get
why
to my point, Earl. Let me get to my point. That is why he wanted to win the game. He wanted a touchdown to walk off there and say he won instead of kick the field goal and give Rodgers 2 minutes to go down and either beat you with a touchdown or tie it with a field goal and you end up either with a tie or you got enough minutes in the game to get down and let Meyer try a long field goal to win it in overtime. He went totally, and his in-game management and in-game adjustment is horrible. Excuse me, if you have a wide receiver that is known for speed, beat your starting cornerback so much to the point where he falls down in coverage and gets a concussion, then you what you need to do, you need to chuck him every other play after that. What, bump and run right on the line, right? Every time now you try to get off this line, guess what? I'm on you. You may still beat me down the field, but you're going to work.
Yeah, but a couple of things hurt you last night. Penalties hurt you.
Listen, now, Pearly, some of the penalties did hurt me. The legitimate penalties, it did hurt us. But there were a few penalties that were ticky-tack. And there was three penalties by Jair Alexander, blatant pass interferences on CeeDee Lamb that were not called. But guess what? That's part of football. I'm not blaming it. I'll take the L.
One of them, I haven't seen yet. Two of them, I don't know. When they look at the replay and do it, I don't know. They gotta go.
I'll send you the video of all, and I'll send you the still footage of all. I was up late last night. Yeah, it was one of those nights.
And the best thing about the whole day, is Josh Allen regressing?
Yes. Now,
is he regressing?
Maybe.
You know,
no.
Miami Dolphins in great place.
Earl, let me tell you something.
I haven't been in this position in a while. This is a really good feeling.
You haven't been there since your boy Dandy Dan Marino and them. But listen, or maybe Jay Fiedler. But listen, I don't know if he's regressing or if he's trying to play through that injury and it's a shutdown situation and he needs to shut it down. It's like a pitcher.
I don't know.
If that elbow gone with that arm dead, you need to rest him. You need to pull him.
I watched him on that last drive, and I got the impression that he's like, man, I don't have no faith in these brothers. They can't catch the ball. I'm doing this myself.
Excuse me? And you got Stephon Diggs, who's killing the league? Anyway, Pearly.
I don't know, but that's, you know. But we're in first place.
Yes, enjoy.
We have a better record than the Cowboys.
For
no,
now.
I don't have my position. Let's put that on the side. We have a better win-loss record than the Cowboys.
Because we've had a bye.
So far, if the season ended today, Sadiq Cummins, you would be in your Dan Marino outfits. You better be glad.
No, Pearly, you cannot say that because we have not played the amount of games that you've played, my brother. How much is 6-3? Hold on, stop. You was doing good right up until that point, right? And you know I don't want to bring out the Bell Bottle reference. But do me a favor, because you're a proud SAC graduate and you don't want to embarrass SAC on the radio. How much is 6+3?
No, I'm not disputing that.
Okay, good.
You're right.
Okay, so you can finish roast me tomorrow.
All right, hold on. Let me ask you this. What is the winning percentage? What is the winning percentage rate of each team?
I don't do percentages. I do decimals and digital.
Oh, I got you.
You know, I sign checks. I don't need to worry about those things, man. Let me get this call and you can roast me tomorrow. All right, big bro, be safe with me dog tomorrow. And listen.
Later.
Hey, it's a good gig, so guess what? Clean out the fryer. Clean out the air fryer. We need some honey glaze something tomorrow. How about some shrimp? Look up a recipe for that.
That's not a bad idea.
And some jasmine rice. We'll parlay the parlay.
They don't do the jasmine rice. We can do something else.
All right. We'll tailgate tomorrow, buddy.
We do some veggies. We do some potato veggies or something.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, man. We tailgate tomorrow with the air fryer. All right. Let me get this call in and let me get out of here. All right, my brother. Be safe. We'll call tomorrow. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Okay. Thank you for playing. Try me tomorrow. We're going to get to the news right now. All right. And out of the news, don't forget, we got a great interview with Coach Stevie Miller coming up out of the break. Forgive me for saying Thompson, but we had Roscoe. We had Earl. I mean, it was Thompsonitis today. It's all good. So thank Madam Producer and everybody who chimed in. Good stuff. And Sparky, you know you're good with me, but you're going to let time out. Behave yourself next time you call. All right, so with that being said, we'll see you tomorrow. Be good, Bahamas, and if you can't be good at it. Deuces, I'm going.